listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Constantly.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up and breakfast.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I am joined by my co-host, Bill the Butcher from the Butcher Shop.
Hello!
And also, Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth.
What is going on, guys?
All right, well, tonight, I'm waiting to hear back from our terrorist. I think we have a cyber terrorist. He's been scared off, I think. There has been no email contact, and which is really stupid because this idiot has sent us the cyber terroristic threat via Gmail account. And do you know what that means? Anybody? Oh, well, okay. Gmail has a standard encryption security setup. Okay, which means this person, to catch this person, and this is already being done, this person, all the authorities have to do is subpoena Google for the encryption keys, which would give all the information about the person and every device he's ever logged on to, and they can just go and arrest him. Simple as that. So, I want to warn people for any haters I might have, for any haters Anthony might have, especially for us, being anonymous. We are the face and the action and the hand of anonymous, okay? There's only four of you that have a problem with that. And two of them is because Anthony wouldn't sleep with them. And the other two, well, their egos got bruised. Sorry. That doesn't mean that you can do terroristic threats and pretend to be anonymous. We know who you are.
Hey, B, could you re-explain that really quick for some of maybe the older folks out there that may not be as tech savvy, what the implications of what you were saying about the encryption?
Okay. let me pull this up here. Okay. So he used a standard encrypted Gmail, which means any authority can subpoena Google and have them hand over the encryption keys, which will be connected to any and all ID information of every device that the email was logged in on.
The authorities, and when I say elderly people, I mean just AKA me, but yeah.
Yeah, well, all the stuff is traceable. The guy should have used a GPD encryption. Well, basically, he should have encrypted. Well, basically, okay, how this works is that the Gmail encrypts the message after you send it. They have the keys to it if you're going to use Gmail. What this person, if he really was a good hacker, he's not. He's a low-level idiot. What he should have done was used an encrypting, email encryptor that encrypts locally on the computer before it gets turned into an email and sent off. This is like Hacker 101. But we've identified the terrorist, and and we are probably going to, I don't know what we're going to do with him. We might want to file suit, but you can't, listen, we are anonymous. You can't, you're not going to threaten us. There's, and especially, I know this guy's connected to the feds too, because he's an InfraGuard agent. We have big plans. We have big projects. You're not going to stop them. You don't threaten me. You don't threaten any of my partners, because we're just going to tear you apart. I'll tear you apart. Okay? That's just not how, that's not how this thing works. You know, instead of acting cordial or doing what these people know they need to do, like following the letter of the law, maybe doing a little compensation. We don't care for apologies. Never have. But, you know, paying your way because you know you screwed up, that's a good place to start. But you're not going to criminalize and victimize somebody and then continue to criminalize and victimize someone and thinking that you're twisting their arm. You know, we're Lou Ferrigno over here. He ain't twisting no arm. And yours about to break. And that's the reality of the situation. And that's what they're not understanding. You know, I'm not coming off the radio unless I feel like it. I'm not coming off TV unless I feel like it. I will have a retirement coming up soon enough, but it's not going to be done until I feel like it. There's nobody on this earth that's going to strong-arm me. And that's just the reality of the situation. So, just a little hint to the corrupt authorities that are watching us. You know, hey, we're not going anywhere. So, you do the right thing. So, I don't want to take up the entire show with all of this. We do have a guest here with us tonight. We have Christopher from Massachusetts on the line here with us. Are you there?
Yep, I'm right here. How are you doing?
Oh, fired up as always. I'm loving it. I love the fight.
I noticed you mentioned Gmail. Now, for example, I noticed the people going after me, for example, they're using a lullaby system.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Not really.
A lullaby is a multi hacking system. For example, they have L3 technology.
Mm-hmm.
Their father has connections in that, which is electronic warfare detections, mm-hmm. etc. And way before I became targeted, I figured this out. And I made a phone call to who I know, who was an ex-deputy director of Army National Intelligence, and informed him. And long story short, I got found out that I was being targeted with things that penetrate a military Faraday cage, EWs, DEWs, etc. One of them did actually stab me in the shoulder.
Well, I think we should start at the beginning of your tale, my sure. friend. Who are you, and tell us a little bit about your past and what got you to be targeted, and then we'll go into your targeting, okay?
Of course. Christopher from Massachusetts, and it all began with a simple game of bridge that I was playing. Walked outside back in 2014, saw something. Maybe it was handling bricks of drugs. And loading some black market antennas and et cetera into their house. And next thing you know, I called my relative that worked for the he was deputy director of Fort Belvoir Army National Intelligence. And the family broke in, stabbed me in my upper right hand bicep. long story short, I didn't think anything of the stab wound. I went to report to the local authorities, and I got told it was above their pay grade to take reports. So it got ignored, and then my ears began thinking, you don't know that false tinnitus? That,
What is that?
It's between frequencies 300 and 900, known as ELF.
Okay, Christopher,
Hold on, guys.
Christopher, you come in a little hot. Can you, like, back away from your phone, maybe, like, a couple inches?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You're just clipping a little bit. Okay. Go ahead.
It's known as ELF. And so we hired national investigators to come in, as we were advised. And they did a military sweep of the area. And my arm put off a biofrequency of 178. And we did get an answer back that it's a dual RF thing, which I do have the name of a doctor that takes care of these things. And I did get a military Faraday cage. And the Naval Service is putting off a 12.5 GHz of DEW, direct energy radiation.
Okay, before you go any further, I know that I consider myself smarter than the average bear, which isn't saying much about the general public. And I can tell with all the acronyms and numbers you're throwing around, not exactly sure what you're talking about. So maybe you could go back about 15 seconds and tell me a little bit about those numbers and acronyms, because I'm sure some of it's going over the general public's head.
Sure. ELF is known between 300 and 900 MHz, is known as low-frequency signals that military use to, they can cause air sickness, people being nauseous, nausea, and then what it does is go back to an antenna, high-powered antenna, and do
ELF, which is extremely low-frequency, and HARP uses that. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then DEW, direct energy weapon, is 12.5 GHz, is 5 times that of a CAT scan booth. And we found out they also have EW, which is electromagnetic warfare weapons. So long story short, we presented the evidence to local police. They said, once again, it was above their pay grade. And so we finally, the chief came to our house, and we reported to him who my relative was, and he didn't think anything of it. And we said, you know, we kind of know about these things. And the perpetrators doing this to me have been doing it for over 4 years. They've been pretty much not at it nonstop. Constant threats, constant hacking of email. They did get my Gmail account. Then I switched it to a more secure, a Proton. So I'm trying to look forward to moving it ahead from there, which I got advice from an actual classified source. I do have a couple people over in the Department of Defense that said, what's being done to me is called Crimes Against Humanity, Victim of. And what's being done is a jurisdiction thing. From the families illegally walking a line of the military can't arrest that family because they're not military, and neither can the Army, but they can testify against them in a court of law.
I really appreciate you coming forward and speaking with us tonight, and definitely for clarifying my question, because that definitely went over my head. But to follow up, who do you think may be targeting you potentially, and for what reasons?
I already verified that. It's a type of cartel type of family. And they are targeting me because I reported to my relative what I witnessed and what I saw. And
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Gotcha.
So, and they're, you know, they're still
up. Yeah, he's a whistleblower. Yeah, so whistleblowers get targeted. We all know this, and this is what they do to whistleblowers. You can't openly retaliate against a whistleblower. You can't do anything that can be seen. Okay? So the perfect weapons against a whistleblower in today's modern age is to use an invisible weapon. So you're talking about your frequency weaponry. Covert military weaponry. Yes, it exists, people. It really, really, really does. Okay? Now, Christopher's talking about these people who are part of this group and then that group because they can't be arrested. Listen, that's why we have the NSA. The NSA, you know, they got the government seal and all that, but really, the NSA is a corporation. That's why they don't have the authority to arrest you. Okay? This is why they don't walk around with guns. The NSA is a conglomeration of military contractors. Booz Allen, Boeing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They all sit at the head of the NSA hierarchy. These are all corporations. Why do they have this seal, this government seal, so they can move with authority? Yet we all know this authority is completely fake. Oh, clearance, clearance this, clearance that. To give a corporation clearance, see, they get to sit on the fence, okay? This is what people do not understand. Why your rights are being violated and why nobody can do anything about anything. You have basically, it's like giving a Microsoft tech guy a badge. Oh, I can do whatever I want to your computer. I'm untouchable. And that is the heart of the corruption of the technocracy that we got going on right now. People do not understand this concept at all whatsoever. You can be both entities without suffering the consequences of either government corporation. And that's why we need to abolish the NSA. That's where it starts. When we start like there. Go ahead.
Sorry. Like SOG? SAG?
Say that again?
SOG?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So, this relay stuff, and I have to assume it's relay stuff, the equipment that you've seen, because I don't know if it's just a psychological setup, but I can tell you that, you know, targeted individuals go around the world trying to escape their targeting, and it never stops. And they can't realize why. They can't understand that it's a global infrastructure, satellite, cell tower, and that, you know, cell tower around your area, HARP blanket that covers the entire Earth. And most targeting individuals are like, oh, it's my neighbors. And then they'll move from place to place. Well, neighbors must have followed me. No, no. You saw what you saw because that is the psychological implant. I personally believe that you were set up to be targeted beforehand, and they put it in your head that it's local equipment. I'm going to ask you what you think about that when we come back from break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
I'm loving the rift. Okay, so now I'm sorry. This is our very short segment here. So the question that I posed before the break was: this is a global setup, this targeting thing. Now, I've heard a lot of target individuals say that they seen something weird, as something with the van or something with the neighbors, and all of a sudden they get targeted. Do you truly believe that the equipment that you saw is what's targeting you, or is it just a setup that's known to me to get you to believe that psychological warfare tactic that they heavily rest upon?
I personally think that is, before I was stabbed, I witnessed what happened and saw their house have that gear loaded in. And those weapons are fallen, psychotronic warfare?
Yes. Well, I mean, your situation might be different because you physically got attacked right afterwards. So it may just be a relay position. And some agents want to set up shop to expand their network.
True. Because over the years, I do have pictures of them with gear in their hands. With thermo, etc. Actual pickers. They mainly come out during monarch hour. Between 11 and 4.
Oh. Try to jump on you on the witching hour, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I may interrupt. And by the way, hello, V. I made it. What do you think they were up to exactly? What was the purpose of their gear? What do you think their plan was? Were they ISIS? Were they just... and what were they up to, and what did you actually turn in?
What happened? They're a cartel family. That's been verified through federal agencies. What I witnessed was a big drug deal that they did, and they... their specialties are lasers, advanced computers, implants, and radiation.
Well, if I may be so bold, the cartel, I've never known the cartel to be so restrained. Have you, V?
Well, the thing about the cartels, though, these cartels are protected by the feds. You just gotta look at history, okay? FBI merged with the mafia, which is why, you know, they're dirty altogether anyways. So, when you have that sort of thing happening, you know, with the technology that we have, with the war on terrorism, no one has any privacy, no cartel... drug cartels should be able to exist. No child trafficking rings should be able to exist. That's like saying there's AIDS on the counter that's been sprayed down by Lysol. So they have their backing, and the cartel families are made to feel safe by if one of these agencies, NSA, CIA, FBI, gives them some equipment to watch their own backs, so to speak. I think it's done just to make them feel safe so they can continue to do their work. So, what do you think, Chris?
The background to the one doing this to me, Polt. And the DOD came back to me with they are not the family doing it to me is not military, otherwise they'd be fully prosecuted. And
well, okay, we're gonna go to a commercial break and we'll jump right back into this for our long segment, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and we have Christopher still here on the line with us. And I'm glad that people are doing the research and they're talking. Yeah. The Butcher has something to say about that. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I'd like to call. I've been quiet because I've been waking up. I came in. I was at. This is funny, okay? I was out at Fort Hood all day hanging out with a bunch of soldiers, okay? And I was exhausted. I didn't know if I was even going to get home in time to pick up the phone, but I did. About 7:30, after talking to the same stuff that Chris is talking about, I'm talking to military personnel all day long, and they're buying the Kool-Aid, okay? So I'm sitting there listening to this stuff all day. I come home, and I thought, well, I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to sleep through tomorrow. And the phone call woke me up. I sat up. I said, hey, I feel good. Okay, I'm not going to let B down. I'm going to get up and get at it, you know? So I'm sitting here. I get on, and I'm listening to Chris tell his story. And all of a sudden, I got this gunship, you know, going by, hovering over my house. which is not unusual for Colleen, but it gives you pause to think. Okay, it really does. Anyway, my question again is, I still think, and Will, you can chime in on this, and the reason I gave you that story just now is I've been hanging out with these guys at Fort Hood all day, and I live in Texas, and I do a lot of writing, and I know about cartels. They are being very restrained. I mean, that's just my opinion, fellas. Y'all take it from there.
Well, that's the reason for that statement, above my pay grade. The dogs are in line, okay? You have your hierarchy. You have your ranks above my pay grade. That's such a cop-out. I'm sick of hearing that one myself. Quit your job and go vigilante then. Do the right thing.
You remember, I don't remember the guest we had, but it was several weeks ago, who had the girlfriend who worked for a water department on the West Coast. She was thinking about becoming a whistleblower or maybe becoming one, and they find her in the park with a bullet in her head and a rose in her mouth, and that was just the waterworks. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Right, so we need to do it in mass. It's, you know, for have one person, one parts per million is not enough. We need to come out en masse and say, hey, this is wrong, that's wrong. We need to, like I said, we need to all be sitting in these courtrooms listening to each other's cases and connecting the dots with corrupt judges and the corrupt politicians, corrupt policies. We need to stop being taken in the closet one by one and molested. We all need to be roaming the hallways and catching anybody who's trying to floor somebody in the closet to be molested. Okay? We need to be vigilant. It's supposed to be we the people. Okay? We're not supposed to have a federal government. Not especially not with a standing army. Armed.
Okay. Well, you know what's really weird, and you're from Texas, just like I am. People, they poke a little light fun at us with our lynching parties and our sheriff's posses. But you know, back in the day down here, when you had this kind of stuff going on, we the people would stand up. That was your lynching parties. That was your posse. That was so terrible. No, that was the people of the town standing up and saying, no, this isn't going to happen. Well, that's against the law. Okay, well, you take him back into the cell there. You know, and you're right. We need to start standing up.
Well, you know, I'm all for the lynchings, you know, and not based on skin color, but by the color of your character. Okay, you're a corrupt official.
I say we make politician birds again. We need to make politicians and taxmen birds again. We need to tar and feather them. I think if they get death, we did a bunch of stuff and then we get hanged for our crimes legally and lawfully. I think that's the easy way out. I think we need to make politicians and the tax collectors birds again, and they need to be toured around the United States like Barnum and Bailey, and people can throw bad fruit at them.
Hey, wait, Will
snake burning. What about snake burning?
Will's not from Texas, but he's trying to get here as fast as he can, man.
I want to declare witches. Let's do some snake burnings. Let's see if they float. But yeah, too many innocent people being screwed with. Now let's take an alternative track here, Christopher. Can you think outside of the setup of you seeing something outside of what you think to be the story? If you can just put that out of your head, could you think of an alternate story, an alternate reason as to why you could be targeted?
That my relative was higher under the government.
And your relative doesn't like you.
No, my relative, he passed away in 2016. He was retired back in 2086. And well, I never goes, had a problem.
There, Chris, there went your cover right there, man.
Well, he must have told you something special before he passed.
Or give him something to you. Oh, yeah, he told me something.
Okay.
And, you know, I found that intel out and then got targeted by the cartel who said, this is how I caught them originally. They tried to pass themselves off by saying they were incognito. And I made a phone call to find out if they were actual agents, and they were not. So that's kind of how I blew their cover, is cartel.
Well, cartel or no cartel, you got to understand that these people, especially the FBI, constructed InfraGuard, okay, and COP, Citizens on Patrol, and these sort of things. These people will, you know, down the grapevine, find the right person to whisper a lie to about you and have that person activated as an agent, because they have blanketed us with this whole false terrorism narrative, and that is so they can perform vague MK Ultra maturing candidate. All you gotta do is put a bug in somebody's ear and then they got you. That person will, you know, stalk you, look at you like, you know, you're a criminal, and get their own false delusions about you that will be planted in them, and start ratting on you, start telling stories about you. And, you know, that's a part of how this thing works. You know, population control, that's why there's HARP. That's why these HARP emitters are blanketing the globe, okay? This is why they put this culture of terrorism out there. This is why, you know, these people still, they rob the people of half their annual earnings, okay? 50% of the United States earnings per year go directly to the secret government. They have all the stuff figured out, but the public does not. So, go ahead.
You said 50%, and that sounds familiar to me. I've heard them use that term before.
Well, it's either that, or you'd be a 51-50, or what was it, 50-51, meaning you're crazy? But no, that's literally the numbers. Anybody can go check it out. The military, the secret military-industrial complex takes 50% of the annual earnings of America. Yes.
Well,
and we don't know how that money's being spent.
Here, go ahead.
No, that's just my point. We don't know how that money is being spent. What do you think, Butcher?
Well, one thing I'd like to point out, like I said, I was hanging out at the Fort Hood all day, and I meet these guys all the time. And one thing I'd like to you know, pull the veil down a little. Most of the people, like in the military or in government, they are not head of electors. They really truly believe they're doing the right thing for America, but they're being used by the system. You know, you got to watch people like Chris because he's dangerous. You got to listen to people talking about V because he's dangerous, or me or whatever, because they really truly believe that America is being attacked on all sides, and the ends does justify the means. So that means that when you get an honest man, Joe Citizen, like Chris, who says, "Hey, man, I got a bunch of cartel over here loading bales of marijuana in the back of a van. Wait a minute, that might be dangerous for national security. Sergeant Joe, go get it. But that's marijuana. Sergeant Joe, follow orders. Yes, sir." Boom. You know, those thoughts.
Go ahead, Chris. How do you feel about that?
No, I agree. Basically, on a, like you said, between military and the federal government, on the 50%. Like I've heard people around the area say they want either 50% or you, and then you won't be targeted, or 50% and you will be targeted. And, you know, like key terms, I've heard pinwheel, for example, which are you familiar with the Morale Torsman case? Pinwheel
no,
was
I'm
an
not.
NSA. Pinwheel was an NSA keyword.
Okay,
which
go
means,
ahead.
You know, which means assassinate, do the person harm. She went through this case in D.C., a while ago.
So, okay, perfect. I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah,
so,
it's a long case.
So what are your persecutions? What are your torments? What are they doing to you? I know you mentioned earlier the false tinnitus. That's the ringing in the ears, the bugs, the buzzing in your ear whenever these people have you under remote neural monitoring, and they literally have you on a two-way link-up via a scalar signal. That's what the that's what that is. What else are you experiencing?
I'm sleeping underneath a Faraday cage, and that's not blocking an EW.
It's like not going to block it because of scalar. There's no Faraday cage that can block scalar. Scalar is basically, it's people want to say ELF. ELF is not exactly correct. ELF, extremely low frequency, it still has a megahertz to it. When you have, a hertz to it. Scalar does not. That is the magnetic that has been torn apart from the electric in the signal in itself. The magnetic goes through everything, with the exception of a setup that is magnetically sealed. So that's why it's going through.
Like I've noticed dew burns on my body at some point. The upper top of the head, I get severe migraines because of it. Feels like a kind of intense pressure on me. They did find out what I was stabbed with was called a piezoelectronic, which contracts the muscles. And I did find out
thermoelasticity is what contracts the muscle. The piezoelectric is technically can work that way, but you're talking about calcium dumping, and then that's what happens when someone is being hit with a directed energy weapon. So yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So I was pretty much trying to figure out what's causing the tightness and twitching in the muscles. Would that be the piezoelectronic, or would that be the DCW?
That's the calcium dumping. Your brain and your muscles have a relationship through a chemical relationship through calcium, and you can get these calcium dumps that can make you do things, muscle twitching, and it's sort of by way of these people that say, you know, I couldn't control my body, or I had forced speech. Things like that. That is sort of where that comes from. That's the experiment.
Okay.
So, you're getting the burns, you've got the migraines, you've got the tinnitus in the ear, and this is... anything else? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I've gone to the doctors and, you know, gone x-rays, and right behind my eyes, my right eye before. I've gotten shot with one of those lasers, and I woke up blind, and I was blind for half the day.
Yeah, I used to... They used to hit me with these Dazzler sort of weapons, too. In my home, it didn't matter. Like, I'm in my bedroom. I've got the blinds closed. I've got the curtains over it. Yet I'm still seeing a bright light through the window. And it was just like they were trying to do a sleep deprivation thing. And it's like all I can see is this blinding light, even through my eyelids. It was horrendous. I had to go and sleep in my hallway, in the hallway of my apartment, on the ground, to be away from windows, just to sleep. I did this for a couple days, like, okay, this is killing my back, I can't do this anymore. So what I did do was I got a nightshade, and I opened the nightshade up, the fabric, and I stuffed some aluminum in there, aluminum foil.
Okay.
And then I sewed it back up, and I put it over my eyes. Symptoms gone, right? It's not psychosomatic, people. Trust me. This is actually what transpired. Because I used to see drones outside my windows all the time. Police drones. I still have them. Police drones that follow me everywhere I go and live. They will hover directly above where I live. There's one above me right now. But this is how they will covertly harass somebody. And this is, I figure out little tricks like this. And but thing is, though, once you figure out little tricks like this, is that they'll stop doing it. I found that I didn't need to wear that anymore. And because I got the best sleep of my life after that, and these people don't want you to have good sleep. A part of the mind control program, the breaking it down, is sleep deprivation. You'll hear that with all targeted individuals.
Yeah, I had that problem for a while.
If you want to see this, an example of this for real, without the mystic never say, you want to see this for real, look at what they did to Mount Carmel, okay, with the Branch Davidians, exactly what V just described, the bright, intense lights, and they play continuously. These boots are made for walking, and rabbits are howling, stuff like that. And they did it openly. By the way, I was there. I saw it and everything. And this is what they really do. And it's called, like you said, sleep deprivation. And that's the way all governments torture people into submission. Sleep deprivation, intense questions, food, being deprived, all this and everything. And that you can see this. You can see they really, all governments do this, and we especially do this.
Absolutely. Chris, we are boiling down to the last couple minutes of the show. If there's anything else that you want to say, or anything that we missed, please go ahead.
I guess I'm trying to look for legal support in this issue, which I'm not sure. I haven't found any good out in Massachusetts. Because that's what I was advised to do by the DOD.
Chris, well, I tell you what, I've heard a lot of people from Massachusetts on this show going through this and other issues, and I made up my mind, I won't even fly over Massachusetts. They might hurt my plane.
Hey, if you do, I'm right down here in Rhode Island. Either way, get my information. I'm right down here in Rhode Island. Hey, and Bill, if you come out here, or V, you guys are definitely welcome out in Massachusetts, Rhode Island. That's right over the line for me. So, yeah, definitely let's do that.
I'll be coming to the States soon. But as far as legal protection, it doesn't exist yet. We need to make a case for it by accumulating the evidence. And I'm going to put out a very powerful tool. I'm going to be finishing off my documentary series with three documentaries that's all about the evidence. I've explained the people, I've explained the technology, now I'm going to give the people the means for the evidence. and we should be able to rally up a whistleblower type of lawyer setup, something like that. So I'm actually running out of battery for my phone here. So if I get cut off, guys,
I'm here. I can tell y'all a couple of bar jokes if you'd like. I mean.
Well, Christopher, I do want to thank you for coming on to the show here.
Yes, thank you for having
me. Telling your story. Please tell other targeted individuals to come on, and we can get these things figured out.
All right, and I will do.
Yes. And thank Frank for me for him sending you our way. And Mike, my favorite Bordock here. I don't know if you're listening or not, but I think we can have to end the show out early here. I'm on 1% battery. So yes, thank you for tuning into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and remember, in the land of Cervantes, the man with the third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
And how to charge your phone.
Red Pill Hardcore. It's real. Take the red pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.